Like back at it after a couple of days here to look forward to just one at home. What's it like when you get just a single game here and then you're right back into to road play again later this week?
Just worried about today. Excited to get back in front of our fans, and home openers are always exciting to get underway. So we're excited to get back home.
From the Dallas game, anything specific that you want to do better as a team here tonight?
Try to stay out of the penalty box. You know, we weren't very smart with some of the penalties we took. And, you know, you give the other team's best players a chance to touch the puck that much on the power play in an opening period. Regardless of the score, it's just going to be tough. So try to get that under control. And, from 5-on-5, things were all right.
What's the key to kind of creating space, especially in the offensive zone against a team like L.A.?
Well, don't be stubborn. They feed off of teams, wanting to do too much and getting tired of playing a certain style of game. You know, there's been a lot of high scores around the league, but it's not going to be the case tonight. You know, so you can't get too wrapped up in some of the offensive outputs that have been going around. You know, it's about winning games. And you know, this team's great at it. They've won two Stanley Cups doing it. So we just got to stay with the fight. You know, our fans might not have a whole ton to cheer about, but that typically means we're doing the right things, especially against a team like this.
How are you going to handle those heightened expectations that fans have for you? Like, in this room, how are you going to sort of zone that out?
We just worry about what we can control, and that's every single game. So we'll worry about the LA Kings tonight. It's great to have expectations. It means you're on the right path. There have been a lot of good teams made playoffs and had a chance to win it, you know, for a lot of years in a row. They found a way to do it. We got a young team, second youngest in the league. So I think there's a little bit of ignorance that comes with that. So we got other things to worry about other than that. So I don't think we're reading or buying into it too much.
Blake, morning skates are obviously a long-standing part of hockey and the routine. Paul said the other day in Dallas that may be something that you guys get away from, or at least sort of full group morning skates. Obviously, you had the whole group out there today. What are your thoughts on the morning skate? Is it an important part of the game day prep?
Well, I think you're regimented. I think no matter what your profession, people, you know, get into routines and things that they're comfortable with. I think it's just been a part of, you know, what hockey players have done for a long time. Is it ideal? You know, probably not. There's probably ways around it and better ways to manage that time. And I think that's something we're trying to work on, just trying to find that balance of, you know, when's the right time to go out there, when's the right time to maybe do some things off the ice to obviously be 100% for game time. That's what you're aiming to get to. Oh, I always want to touch the puck. There's other ways to do that, you know. Especially, you know, when you're playing a lot of hockey in a condensed period of time, you know, all of a sudden you add in morning skates and maybe a practice on an off day, and, you know, on top of maybe back-to-back games or 3 and 4, and all of a sudden you're skating 4 or 5 extra times outside of the game that, you know, maybe you don't need to. So I think it's just about trying to look ahead on the schedule, be smart about it, and obviously the aim is just when it's game time, you want to be feeling 100%. So however you get there, I think we're just trying to play around with finding that balance.